You see this symbol of the winged globe, which is a symbol for Planet X, everywhere in the world. Just in Bolivia and Peru, there are 18,000-year-old or even older carvings of the winged globe, and that's because it has twin strands of moons stretching behind it that twist like the wings of a bird. So photographed from head-on as it approaches Earth, it looks like a bird wheeling in the sky. What's going on is that as Planet X goes to leave, that's when pole shift happens. So there's this little dance going back and forth, and it's uncertain. There isn't a day that you can say, well, this is the day it's going to happen, or this is the day it isn't going to happen. But believe me, when it moves away from the sun far enough to stand alone in the sky, and everyone around the world looks up and goes, oh my God, what is that? On that day, and it will take about 3 days to sweep the entire Earth, because anyone who's outside at all and looks up is going to see this. It's going to be immense, it's going to be spectacular, it's going to be unmistakable. This is really an exciting time, and we haven't reached that point yet, but that day could happen at any point. We have the Earth is trying to evade the magnetic field of Planet X. And so what it does is it's spinning to the east. So if you're in the northern hemisphere and you're facing south, the Earth is actually rolling over to the left, going behind you, and then coming back to the right and standing up again. And this is the strange, strange weather that we've been having. What that's doing is it's taking the normal jet stream, which goes from west to east, and it's making it go north and south in these huge loops. On the one hand, you have bitter cold, and 100 miles to the east of it, you have unbelievable warmth. The thing is that on December 13th, Maine was warmer than Havana, Cuba. Now, I've lived 62 years, and that's never happened before. The actual magnetic pole has always shifted. There's a whole career in resetting compasses for mariners. And people have said, well, you know, they had to repaint the Tampa airport runway. You know, there are millions and millions of runways in the world. And if the runway, if the magnetic pole was moving so far that it had to be repainted, all millions, probably tens of millions of runways in the world would have to close so the numbers could be repainted. So, no, I'm not talking about magnetic. The core of the Earth is the source of the magnetic pole, and believe me, it's not about to shift. But in pole shift, what you have is the crust coming free of the core. As all of these forces are acting on the crust, which is fractured, that's what the tectonic plates are, you have various parts of it shifting, and that's what we see in Indonesia. We have Indonesia, which is made up of, as I said, 17,508 islands, is slowly going under. Now, there's a tongue of the Southeast Asian tectonic plate that stretches down into Malaysia and Indonesia. It's like a ribbon, and it's getting folded, it's getting crumpled. So you have little parts going up, and you have most of it going down. You've got flooding, it's been reported in, and this is saltwater flooding from subsidence, sinking in Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Pakistan. And there was an agreement between the governments that they would cover this up by saying it was the torrential monsoon rains. It was the global warming. In fact, Al Gore was just in Jakarta, Indonesia as a featured speaker at a global warming conference. And they call it rising sea levels in Indonesia. It isn't rising sea levels. If you check the buoy data and the earthquakes, you go to the IRIS site and you look at the earthquakes around the world, that whole edge of that tectonic plate is one giant earthquake zone. And just Indonesia alone has 22 volcanoes going off at the moment. I think they have 150 volcanoes in the whole country. Thank you. So Indonesia is a very tightly controlled country. They are keeping this secret. They're not announcing it. They're not trying to let people know. And they really don't have a place to put it. So I call it a slow motion disaster. What's happening is we had a lunar eclipse in December, a solar eclipse in January. The tectonic plates can't take it. They are releasing methane gas, and it bubbles up into the water where it dissolves and it poisons fish. And it goes as huge bubbles in the air where birds can't hold their breath. They're flying along, they're doing well, and all of a sudden they don't have any oxygen. What's going to happen to them? Well, they drop out of the air. And in fact, in Italy, there are collared doves have blue, which is from being asphyxiated in midair. They fall into the ground without any oxygen. Pole shift is happening right now, and the new North Pole is going to be off the eastern tip of Brazil. I'm looking forward to it because I live in Maine. I'm going to end up being 1,200 miles further from the North Pole than I am now. I'm going to be like a climate of the outer islands of North Carolina. So what's not to like about that?